Jesus Christ has made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father. To God be glory and kingship for ever and ever. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship for this Sunday, for the Feast of Christ the King. It marks, of course, the end of our liturgical year. Next Sunday is Advent, but we finish on a high, on a day when we mark Christ's sovereignty over all creation. Next Sunday, this act of worship will be live, so rather than it being pre-recorded, as it has been these last few months, we are moving towards live streaming from here in church. So there'll be a small group of us leading a service of Holy Communion here in church, and then we hope that will be built upon, depending on what the government announces on the 2nd of December. It means that we lose some things, of course, but we gain some other things. And particularly, we are, of course, using this space, this holy space, for what it was designed and built for, that we might glorify God and worship him together. So things will be a little bit different from next Sunday as we go into that solemn season of Advent, but the worship will still be online, both at 10 o'clock live, but also subsequently, so you can pick up and watch and worship later, should you wish to. So our worship this morning continues with the first of our hymns, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. O King, enthroned on high, filling the earth with your glory, holy is your name, Lord God Almighty. In our sinfulness we cry to you to take our guilt away and to cleanse our lips to speak your word, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray that we may be strengthened by our communion with all the saints. God the Father, help us to hear the call of Christ the King and to follow in his service, whose kingdom has no end. For he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, one glory. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. Alleluia. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to the end. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats to the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king answered them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing, and in prison you did not visit me. And they will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of these, the least of these, you did it to me. And these will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today seems like the end of a school term, as the church year draws to a close with the feast of Christ the King. Let me spend a moment to look back on our liturgical journey throughout this year. We start with the beginning of Advent, the incarnation at Christmas, the contemplation of Lent and the joy of Easter, Ascension, Pentecost and Trinity, and then the many weeks of ordinary time, which for all of us this year have been far from ordinary. Sadly, many of our festivals have passed without us worshipping in church, and today is no different. Finally, however, today we do celebrate and proclaim the universal kingship of Christ. Christ the King of all creation, whose kingdom is forever. As today marks the end of the church year, perhaps it is a good time for us all to stop and reflect on our journey of faith this far. Strangely, this year we have done just that, and by holding our annual meeting very late on in the year, due to the present situation, this gave us the opportunity to reflect on what has been a challenging year, not just for the church, but every aspect of our lives. So what of today's celebration? Well, kings depicted in fairy stories or pantomimes
are often remote and seated on a rather grand throne, separated from their people. Rather than a king being remote from his people, I would consider Christ the King, not remote or unknown, but the very centre of our life and faith. He knows us completely, and he loves us, so isn't that something to rejoice? Our readings today show Christ as two different types of king. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul describes Christ as the king, the head of the church, which is the head over all things. And we are the body, commissioned to bear his presence and to do his work in the world. His realm is heavenly, his kingdom is eternal. And this is the king that we hope to meet when we are raised to heaven. By contrast, the king we meet in Matthew's Gospel is more like a shepherd king. Matthew writes, "When the Son of Man comes, he will sit on the throne of his glory." Yes, he is a king. And he will separate the people from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. So yes, he is a shepherd. This Christ the King himself is to be found amongst the sheep who are lost or strayed or scattered or injured or vulnerable. This Christ the King himself is to be found among the sheep who face difficult questions, those who have received life-changing news. This Christ the King himself is to be found in the mixed-up emotion of what this life presents us with now. And even though this life will never be what it was, Christ's love and presence remains. Jesus is clear that if we are to accept him as Lord and King of our lives, we are to make his way the purpose of our lives, that we will do the work of tending to the needs of others. In this most precise terms, he outlines what is expected from those who hope to share in his heavenly reign. If we acknowledge Christ as the King of our lives, then we are to walk in his ways and to do the work he has given us to do. Welcome the stranger, feed the hungry, reach out to the unloved. It is not easy to accept a parable of judgment such as the one we consider from Matthew. It is necessary, though, for us to understand the truth of its meaning. Today, Jesus teaches us that when we stand before God, we will not be asked how well we worshipped in church, but how our worship transformed us into people who actively cared for those in need. The focus of Christ the King Sunday makes us mindful to stand before God by making a positive declaration of faith that Jesus Christ is the King, the supreme ruler of our lives, the one whom we stand and sit and walk and act in obedience for. So let our prayer this day be that we may have the courage and the commitment to become more and more a part of the reign of God described in today's parable. And as the words of Jesus himself taught us, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray to our Heavenly Father, who created all things in heaven and on earth. He knows our needs and the needs of the world, and reaches out with love and forgiveness to reconcile all things to himself. Our church is joined with many others today to pray for the Church of Bermuda and for the Right Reverend Nicholas Dill, Bishop of Bermuda. And in our diocese, we pray for the cathedrals and for all who are working to make them places of easy access, that all may enter these special places of worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ the King, we pray for all people who have had their lives turned upside down by the current restrictions. Family members and friends who have caught the COVID-19 virus, for those who have not recovered, and for those suffering their loss, and for all who are self-isolating. We pray for those who are not coping well with this situation and suffer with mental health issues as a result. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for all doing their best to help others at this unprecedented time, for all medical staff, emergency services, and for scientists, that vaccines being developed are soon ready to protect your people. We pray for carers, for all who support others by shopping and keeping in touch, and for the work of Eads Leeds Food Bank. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ the King, we thank you for the assurance we have that you are always with us, that in you we will find help and strength in this time of trouble, that whatever we face, you will always be there to reach out to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the needs of the world, especially for all trouble spots, for peace and new beginnings, for good government and international help, for the role of the United Nations, the Red Cross and other agencies, and for courage and patience for those negotiating peace. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen. Give wisdom to all in authority and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that we may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ the King, we pray for all the children in our local schools, for the teaching staff supporting those in school, and also keeping in contact and providing work for those children who are self-isolating, and for all residents of care homes who have suffered greatly at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, bless all expectant mothers, especially first-time mums, and the neonatal unit at Leeds Children's Hospital, for all the staff there and for all the support they give. We pray for the work of the mental health charity Mind, whose resources are stretched at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all our loved ones, our families and friends, and for the residents of Beckett Court and those whom they love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for our Church of St Mary, for Matthew and his family. Support our church wardens, James and Melvin, in their work for our church, particularly in getting us back to something like normality. We pray for our PCC and welcome the new members. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you the sick and suffering of our world, all those wrestling with illness in body, mind or spirit, including George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Mavis Cross, Tony Cooper, Martin Hatton, and all suffering from COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have recently died. Liz Hayes, Vera Barry, Tony Arnold, and all who have died of COVID-19. And for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, Joyce Butcher, Bob Ward, and Jesse Beveridge. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Most loving and merciful Father, we ask you to take over our lives and live through them, and accept these our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. With saints and martyrs through the ages, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Christ, our exalted King, pour upon you his abundant gifts and bring you to reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Glory to God, whose power at work among us can do infinitely more than all we can ask or conceive. To him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen.